Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verses 20 through 28, and chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. In those days Paul went on with Barnabas to Derbe, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, with prayer and fasting they committed them to the Lord in whom they believed. Then they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia, and when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had fulfilled. And when they arrived, they gathered the church together and declared all that God had done with them, and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And they remained no little time with the disciples. But some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brethren, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." And when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, reporting the conversion of the Gentiles, and they gave great joy to all the brethren. And when they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they declared all that God had done with them. Today's Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 9, verses 39 through chapter 10, verse 9. The Lord said to the Jews who came to him, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this, and they said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not heed them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture." On this day, the 2nd of June, we commemorate Nikephoros the Confessor, Patriarch of Constantinople. Saint Nikephoros was born in Constantinople about the year 758 of pious parents. His father Theodore endured exile and tribulation for the holy icons during the reign of Constantine Copronymus. Nikephoros served in the imperial palace as a secretary. Later, he took up the monastic life and struggled in asceticism not far from the imperial city. He also founded monasteries in the eastern shore of the Bosphorus, among them one dedicated to the great martyr Theodore. After the repose of the holy patriarch Tarasius, he was ordained patriarch on April 12, 806, and in this high office led the Orthodox resistance to the iconoclasts' war on piety, which was stirred up by Leo the Armenian. Because Nikephoros championed the veneration of the icons, Leo drove Nikephoros from his throne on March 13, 815, exiling him from one place to another, and lastly to the monastery of St. Theodore, which Nikephoros himself had founded. It was here that, after glorifying God for 9 years as patriarch, and then for 13 years as an exile, tormented and afflicted, he gave up his blameless soul in 828 at about the age of 70. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.